You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week for our regular catch-up with Nationals' Dr. Shane Retty, I spoke to him about World Meningitis Awareness Day, as well as Chloe Swarbrick's Members' Bill for alcohol harm reduction.
What is Meningitis Awareness Day, and why is it so important?
So meningitis is a serious condition that has a very high mortality and morbidity. And the issue that we've got, and indeed the petition that the Ashtons have brought to Parliament, is requesting that teenagers at 16 have had their meningitis vaccine before they leave school. That's the petition that's in front of the Select Committee at the moment. And the issue here is that the meningitis vaccine is not on the National Immunisation Register, so it's not a routine free vaccine. And we have enough of an incidence of meningitis in New Zealand. I mean, if we recall back 18-19, we had an outbreak in Northland. And indeed, just a month or two ago, we had another spate of, I think, four cases of children under five with meningitis. So the Rushton petition and the request is to explore how we might put the meningitis vaccine on the National Immunisation Register.
Would you say that New Zealand's current approach to it is just not sufficient?
So some other jurisdictions have got meningitis as part of their routine vaccination schedule, and this is what we need to explore. Now, it's not simple because there's actually two sets of vaccines and then strains ACWY. So it is a little challenging but not insurmountable. Other jurisdictions have figured it out, and at the end of the day, people can pay for it.
I'm quite interested in learning kind of the prevalence, because you do have that concern for babies that if they get the meningococcal infection, they are at serious risk. What other age groups should we be concerned about in terms of this disease?
So we should be concerned about children under five and teenagers roughly 12 to 25. Those are the groups that have the highest incidence. At any age, the mortality and morbidity can be very bad. It's such a severe condition, but those are our highest risk age groups.
And this kind of brings us to the second health issue that I wanted to talk about today. Chloe Swarbrick has put forward a members' bill to try and reduce alcohol harm by cutting out advertising of alcohol in sports events. What is the National Party's current stance on this bill?
So that is led by our spokesperson, the Honourable Paul Goldsmith, and he has concerns around the impact on sports sponsorship. Indeed, I understand Graham Robertson, the Minister for Sports, has also said he won't support the bill on that same basis. And also the appeal process, while we understand the intent is to allow local jurisdictions to more smoothly be able to make decisions, it may be quite a rapid step to actually remove the appeal process completely. So a process issue and then an impact on sports issue are some of the concerns that we have.
Part of that bill was kind of putting, giving the power back to local councils in terms of regulation. Is this not a good idea?
So we're enthusiastic for local people, of course, and the local voice to be involved, but this seems quite a drastic move to just so rapidly remove that consent process. And we think that should be looked at it other steps on the way before this sort of step is taken.
Alcohol has proven time and time again in New Zealand to be a major public health concern. What is the National Party's stance on this, and how will you be addressing alcohol and alcohol-related harm?
So we absolutely agree that alcohol is one of the risks that can cause a whole lot of physical and social morbidity. And so what you'll be seeing in our hands is a very strong push towards alcohol education, safe alcohol drinking, alcohol education. You'll see a very strong alcohol component, prevention component, both through our health response and social services.
That was Dr. Shane Retty from the National Party talking about Meningitis Awareness Day and a bill to minimise alcohol harm.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.